For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Officials haven't ruled out finding more suspicious packages in the coming days, on top of the 14 they've already found so far, sent to critics of President Trump. But police say it was the work of Cesar Sayak, and he's now under arrest. Investigators say a trail of DNA evidence left on the packages steered them toward Sayak. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
Based on their initial analysis, they uncovered a latent fingerprint from one of the envelopes containing an IED that had been sent to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. We have confirmed this fingerprint is that of Cesar Sayak.
President Trump at a rally in Charlotte.
These terrorist actions must be prosecuted and punished to the fullest extent of the law. We all know that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting the Florida Panhandle, talking to victims of Hurricane Michael. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has the story.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting Panama City, Florida, talking to people about rebuilding their homes and businesses in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
We're with you. We're going to stay with all of the families of this region impacted by Hurricane Michael until we rebuild bigger and better than ever before. And working very closely with Governor Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Former President Barack Obama is back on the campaign trail talking about President Trump as he was stumping for Democrats in Milwaukee.
I've got to believe that there's certain things that transcend party, and that whatever your political background, I'm hoping you think it's wrong to hear people spend years, months, vilifying people, questioning their patriotism, calling them enemies of the people, and then suddenly you're concerned about civility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
There was a brief scare as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex were about to land in Australia. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan were on a Qantas jetliner along with reporters returning to Sydney, Australia after visiting Tonga on their 16-day South Pacific tour. Everything was normal during the flight until they arrived in Sydney.
And then suddenly the plane just pulled up and then began to ascend very, very quickly.
That was one of the many reporters aboard, NBC correspondent Keir Simmons. The pilot of the Qantas jetliner forced to pull up just before that landing because another plane was taking too long to get off the runway. No one was injured, the Royals' plane landing on a second approach. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA's Rick Vincent tells us about this year's popular Halloween costumes.
The Donald Trump costume has slipped from 71st most popular last year to 125th this year. Political costumes just aren't hot, according to the research. This year's trendy costumes are game characters, superheroes, and dinosaurs. Fortnite, an online video game first released in 2017 and developed by Epic Games, tops the list of most searched for costumes. It's followed by Spider-Man. Others in the top 20 include Harley Quinn, superhero, Wonder Woman, and The Incredibles. Also ranking high, the classics like witches, pirates, dinosaurs, and unicorns. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.